Hello all and welcome back to our National Migrant Scholars Internship Initiative podcast. I'm your host, Michael Anthony Suarez.
And today I have the pleasure of interviewing Juan Cruz. Thank you for being here, Juan.
My name is Juan Cruz. I got into the CAMP program in 2001 and graduated in 2005 with an agribusiness management degree. I'm originally from Rio Hondo, Texas.
Oh, we got a Texas man in the house.
Yeah, I was working in Manchester, Michigan, on the farm, and I was recruited out of there by Amparo. Amparo Alvarado was the first recruiter for the CAMP program. So I wanted to go to college, so it was a perfect fit.
That's awesome. And yeah. Was that choice of major, was it your first choice? Or did you kind of fall into it?
No, like 90% of CAMP students, I came in here wanting to be an engineer because it was just the cool major. And within a year, came to the stark realization that I just wasn't meant out to be an engineer. Advisors helped me. By the second semester, I changed my major to business-related, agribusiness, so it was a perfect fit.
Okay, and I'm assuming your background has a lot to do with agriculture, like growing up. Did you find any types of, like, correlations between the stuff that you already knew that you were learning with your family and then the stuff that you were learning at MSU?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of kids, especially in the CAMP program, that come from a agriculture background, they wanted to go as far away from ag as possible. But you come to the realization that maybe you could go back into the agri-industry at a different level. You're not going to go back as a migrant farm worker. So I liked business and I liked agriculture, so it was a good fit.
Okay,
so that's great. What I liked about the major.
When you were studying in MSU, did you do any type of internship?
I think when you come into MSU, it's completely new to us. It was completely new to us. Most of the kids, I'm sure as now, were first-generation Mexican-American kids, migrant farm workers that didn't know what a university was like. So it was, we got here and we didn't know much what was going on, so it was good to have the CAMP family to guide us through the process. Regarding internships, and groups that we belonged to, I mean, we had CAMP. But besides that, I really wasn't involved in much until I really went into my major. The College of Ag is where I started getting involved with extra stuff outside of school, ag-related. And then I ended up in the College of Ag, working there my sophomore or junior year. And then I interned with USDA, which is where I went to work after graduation.
Okay, and so when you started working, like when you got, you know, you had all these different experiences when you were an undergrad, and then you graduate, and then you start this new job. Do you feel like you were prepared for this job when you started?
No.
When you got out of college?
No, definitely. CAMP had some courses, like some getting you prepared for the real life after college. Enjoy your college life. I mean, enjoy it as long as it lasts, because once you're out, it's different. And my college also had I forgot the name of the class, but it was we had etiquette classes, like proper dinners and the interview techniques, and then trying to prepare us for the workforce. But no, I mean, you're a, 22-year-old going to work at a company, and in my case, it was USDA. It takes some learning. Once you get there, it's a whole process.
Do you remember before you got the job, like your interview process? Like, do you remember that experience? Was that your first like real life interview with like a professional job?
It was, and the interesting thing is, I didn't take it serious, but I'm a talker. So I mean, I've always been good at just talking and bringing up conversation. So I went into the interview not really expecting much out of it, and I really didn't know what type of job it was. I mean, come to find out, it was a proper like student trainee position that upon graduation, and if you stick through it, they have to offer you a job, or you would get non-competitive status throughout the federal government. So that's, I mean, it was, I don't even remember the questions or how it was. I just remember going in there, just not thinking much out of it. And I think that applies to anyone nowadays. If you really think about it, when you interview for a job, you should always, I mean, be prepared. I was not prepared for my interview, but not expecting much and just being comfortable with yourself, I think, is what got me the job at that point.
And how long were you at that job before you decided to move to a different job?
Yeah, so in 05, after graduating, they did offer me a job. And I stuck with that job. I was there with USDA from 05 to 2014. Yep, 2014 is when I moved on to my current position with Housing and Urban Development.
Wow, so you were almost there for a decade.
Yeah, a decade, and it flies by. So wow. In that decade, I got married. We had kids. We bought a house. So just life happens, and you get... it was time for me to move on from that job. It was a good learning experience. I gained a lot of experience and ended up working with the housing aspect of ag. So it was a good job. It was a good learning experience.
Can you elaborate a little bit on that work that you're doing with HUD?
I am currently asset resolution specialist with HUD. I work out of the Detroit office. My current job is pretty much it's asset management of government housing, pretty much. The government subsidizes a lot of housing for the low income and the elderly through the Section 8. I don't know if you've heard of the Section 8 program. It's pretty much the subsidy of, it helps tenants pay their rent. Low income tenants and elderly tenants. In my position, we look at the properties that have gone to have issues with cash flow, so troubled properties. My team focuses on taking over, looking into the properties that are transferred to our team. We look at them, see what's wrong with them, why aren't they cash flowing. Sometimes they just need some work, some loving, and we try to get them back on track, or sometimes we have to service them and either foreclose on them or move tenants. So it's a busy job. We have Michigan and Ohio, so we service Ohio properties too.
What would you say that your brand is, and why do you think that it's important to know that?
I think a lot of kids, especially, I mean, we're talking specifically about camp kids, is we all come from first-generation Mexican-American families. Not all of us, most of us. A lot of us are first-generation college students. So very few of us have parents that actually had, you know, secondary or even sometimes finished high school. I mean, it's just something you haven't been exposed to. So that's why I think it's important to help students go through this. But what is your brand? I mean, personally, like I said, last night I had to sit down and look at who is Juan Cruz. And I think over the years I've learned I'm goal driven. Loyalty is huge on me. I'm loyal to who I'm working for. Empathetic, something I try to teach my kids. You need to have empathy, humble, honest, and detail oriented. And specifically about my job, I think what has gotten my jobs is I've become very good at in the interpretation and implementation of federal regulation, which is what I do for a living. I look at our regs, and my current job is HUD. So I'm good at reading something and then finding the process to implement what the rules say. So that's how I would describe my brand. Currently, you know, goals, loyalty, empathy, honest, detail-oriented, and having goals in life. I think that's something you learn. I learned later in life. In college, you don't really think about this. I mean, because you just want to get a job. And I think for me, it came more after being on the job. This is who I am. This is what I've worked. This is my brand. So it takes a while. So if students work on this now, they'll be light years ahead of what where I'm at now.
What advice would you give to a student that is getting ready to start a new job or is looking for an internship and they're just scared to take that next step and to step out of their comfort zone?
Just be comfortable with who you are. Just know that you're going to probably be working unless, I mean, things have changed. In my case, I was the youngest person in the whole office by like 15 years. So it was adapting. You have to quickly adapt to your surroundings. And you know, the basics of a new job, you know, take notes in your meetings. The other day I read an article about having how many kids have like their phones with them on meetings and how rude it can be, like especially in the work setting, how you should always be prepared to take notes. You're going to differentiate yourself from everyone else on the job because there's probably other kids, young professionals in the same job, you know, be on time. Just show them who you are and that you're eager to do the job. It comes down to that. And I think if kids have to realize that, I mean, they were already one of the, I mean, I don't know the percentages nowadays, but how many Mexican-American kids graduate from high school? It's low, right? I mean, wasn't it like 50% or something like that? How many kids graduate from college? So they have to realize that they're already taking, they're in the right track to get where they should be, where they're a successful a person in life. It's really important, I think.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, Juan, I really appreciate you being here and giving us your insight and your advice. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the students?
No, I think that I do want to stay involved in one way or the other. If I can help with anything else with preparing students, mock interviews, that type of stuff, and or talking to students in person, I'm definitely up to it. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Juan Cruz.
Gracias.
There you have it. Join us next time as we interview more camp scholars and their experience in the workforce. Remember, if you are a current or past camp participant, please feel free to contact the NMSI office with any questions.